want to do an audience poll, because we're right on the cusp. How many think people in here actually think the election of John Kerry, my old friend from BVAW, will make a tangible difference to children in migrant labor camps in California?
I do.
Okay. That's about the age you need to be. Okay, so you're a good illustration. Thank you. For, let's see. Children in Brownsville, South Central Los Angeles. I haven't seen a single hand yet. Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in South Dakota. Iraq? Afghanistan? Why does anybody care whether John Kerry or George Bush is elected next week?
Because we know George Bush has already pissed us off enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we can pretend that we did something that will affect a change, which we already know before the fact is not going to be forthcoming. There'll be some cosmetic changes. They do have different approaches. There might even be some safety nets constructed here to buy people off from the discontent they're feeling, because it could always get worse then, which is a way of making the system function more efficiently. I thought we were opposing the system. I'm going to leave that one. I'm just going to let that one sit there. Because you know as well as I do, people purporting to be oppositionists, to be progressive, to be enlightened, they get furious when you say, voting isn't a relevancy, it's a diversion of consciousness, it's tapping energy that could go to constructive purposes and putting people into a masturbatory ritual every 4 years of pretending they are going, that's that alchemy and circling the rock again. That's painlessness. That's pretending you can take the right pill and transform the universe. And by the way, when you were starting off with the alternative closing scenes on Star Wars, if I was Abby Hoffman, I would have been asking what kind of acid these guys were taking, because we all need some so that we can reconceive the universe. But it's not going to happen that way. It didn't happen that way for Abby either. How many people think you can petition anybody that's going to be in power in this government and affect any kind of fundamental change? Not a soul. This is a really enlightened group. How many people think you can go to court, make the right argument, and have what would be required? Federal court to order the dissolution of the government of the United States? I mean, it's part of the government of the United States. So you're not going to get resolution of the actual grievances through the judicial process. You know that. You know that as surely as I do. Voting's not going to do it. Petitions are not going to do it. Litigation's not going to do it. Even if you went to the world court and there's the question of enforcement, who would enforce the court order? Who's responsible for enforcing that order? Who's responsible for compelling compliance on the part of this entity that governs us all? Compliance with law, compliance with the fundamental norms of human decency. And we could hope for more than that, but at least at those thresholds. Who's responsible for that?
No one.
Oh yes, there's someone. There's something called Nuremberg Doctrine, which the United States, and ironically enough, was instrumental in formulating, saying that the citizenry of each country is legally obligated to do whatever it takes to compel compliance with the fundamental norms and standards of international legality. Note, they didn't say everything but this, that, and the other. They said do what's necessary. The German public was condemned by implication at Nuremberg for having defaulted on its fundamental responsibility to do whatever it took to put the Hitler government back on a legal leash so that it couldn't do what it did. And in the default of the citizenry, the Second World War was necessary to accomplish that. How was the German government put on a legal leash? 8th Air Force, saturation bombing, We will inflict as much carnage and pain on you as you're inflicting on everybody else until you've had enough and you'll stop. Well, maybe if the citizenry of Germany had assumed its fundamental responsibilities, not only in terms of German citizenship, but world citizenship, they could have done that a much less painfully. But they defaulted on the responsibility, so they had no complaint. Well, they complained, and there were war crimes committed against them. But the instigation was on their end, so there's not too many people feeling greatly sorry for them. Hey, good Germans, there's nobody doing what it takes. And you know it's not going to happen through any of the approved rituals. If the state will sanction and approve it, it means it has absolutely no capacity to alter the functioning of the state. That's that consciousness clarity again. And I don't think that's a newsflash to anybody. I think that's something you fundamentally understood already. Everybody in this room and a lot of people outside it. So there's a little game of let's pretend that we can do these things that are actually not consequential and feel better about ourselves by virtue of a symbolic distancing from that which we oppose, but oppose only in a way that allows it to continue, because otherwise it might be uncomfortable and we get hurt. And that displaces, that pretense displaces the pain on a continuing basis onto the children in the migrant labor camp and in Brownsville and in South Central Illinois, LA, South Illinois for that matter, Pine Ridge Reservation, Iraq, Afghanistan, all those marginal for the centers of power, prestige, and privilege. And that is by virtue of the insistence upon the constraints of the ritual, something accepted and approved by people who purport to be in opposition to it, and that is inexcusable. That is delusional behavior. That is complicity in the crime. And at least it can be said that the right, the fascists, the whoever's of the world have the honesty to own the fact that they agree with it. There's something to be said for honesty, and that goes back to interrogating your own assumptions, your own beliefs, your own conceptions of who you are, coming to grips with who that actually is, matching that up to who it is you want to be, and doing what's necessary to transform yourself. In that process, you transform your consciousness and your actions, and out of that grows the capacity to transform that which we oppose. No place else. No place else.
I take it you're voting for Kerry.
I wouldn't vote for anybody but John Kerry. He sold me out in 1971, and I'm bound and by God determined to give him a chance to do it big time now. Yeah. Oh, no, it wasn't about talking about war crimes. It was about selling BBAW out. It was about doing exactly the opposite of what it was he was condemned for doing, quite falsely now. Man had no integrity whatsoever then. Why would you expect him to have some now? He's a professional absence of integrity kind of guy. That's a threshold qualification for the job he's been holding ever since. And that's the progressive alternative. Oh, yeah.